Okay.
So I was talking to my dad the other day, and somehow Celsius and Fahrenheit came up, and he said that it was Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit and Anders Celsius who created the terms used for temperature scales.
So are you stuttering for a reason?
No.
Okay, continue.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So created the temperature scales. So I said, don't you think it's kind of egocentric to name everything after yourself? And he goes, well, to be fair, they both worked hard for their degrees. Oh my God. Celsius, Fahrenheit?
No, I got it. Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band-related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of FLOMO Fangirls, we pay tribute to mentors and turn into some fangirls.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. It has been a week.
It has been
everybody.
It has been a week. We wanted to come on here today to talk about, why did I screen record something?
I don't know, but I'm curious as to what it is.
Yeah,
now.
Let's see. I screen recorded a lock screen. Man, guys.
It has been a week, everybody.
It has. We have a special guest today. And the special guest is my dog.
First chair band dog.
Pumpkin, clarinet player, wind symphony member. And
raised the third most amount?
Because some kids brought it in. Actually, no, I think she was like fifth or sixth or something for raising the most funds. And she's not having me right now, guys. She
wants to play ball.
Yeah. Do you want to say hi?
And doesn't want to podcast, apparently.
She will start talking to us in just a little bit if we ignore long enough.
It's called impatience. Yeah.
It's true. But one of her rewards was that if she could raise the most money, she got to come to the band hall more. And today she had a little vet appointment. And so now she's... Oh, there she goes. And so now she's here wanting our utmost attention. She's a good band dog.
First chair band dog, yeah.
So I hope everyone has had a better week than me. I will be honest about that. I mean, I guess we can talk about it for a moment. Well, we've had a lot going on anyway.
Yes, but...
You look so nervous now because you don't want me to start crying.
Yeah, a little bit. So yesterday morning, we got the news that...
No.
Wednesday. Wednesday morning, we got the news that Rob Carnahan from University of Florida, no, Miami, University of Miami,
yeah.
Passed away early Wednesday morning. And Dr. Carnahan happened to be one of the guest conductors at our Midwest concert in December, if you were there. So really, really fresh with our kids. As the adult watching him work with our kids, that was a really great experience just overall. And for me personally, I didn't know him. I knew more of him, but talking to him and having conversations with him, he definitely made you feel like, you know, you were the most important person in that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
Great human, great educator, and he'll definitely has left a big hole in the band community.
For sure. I mean, obviously he was my mentor.
Yeah.
A very large influence in my life. So I would be lying if I said I was okay. I've been struggling with it a little bit because, you know, he's been, we did spend so much time together this last year, and we had plans, you know, and that's hard when you make plans with someone and you always think they're going to be around. So my advice to everyone is just share all the good times that you have with your people and cherish the moments, because, you know, the last couple days since I've been, my dog is licking Riaz's face right now. The last few days since I found out, I've just had a flood of memories of good ones and tough ones. and funny ones. You know, he used to always tell us at the end of the day, make good choices and do the right thing. I will remember that. I also remember, you know, some great times of house sitting for him when he told me I could have a few friends from TBS over, but I could not have Kappa Kappa Psi guys over. He made that very clear to me one time when I was keeping his house. He was gone for Memorial Day weekend. And I was keeping his house for like 2 weeks. And I was so scared to not mess up his house because Rob was always up and coming on the artistic things, and especially loved cutting edge architecture. And so he had this very modern house. At the time, Austin was not in this direction yet. So they had just started and he bought this house off 51st Street. And everything in it was super clean and everything was white. Oh, and I was like, oh
with
my
children?
Gosh. Yeah.
Brave.
I was like, oh my gosh. So he left me all these rules and I did it well the first time. I did everything. So I kept his house for like 4 years the whole time I was there. I would house sit for him and he would always leave me notes. I talked about this on my Facebook, like, or his wife would leave me like, please eat the food in the fridge. We bought it for you. You know, and the funniest thing was he knew me as I got older. He must have known what I did on OU weekend because he would say, you can have the wine that's in the fridge. You cannot have the wine that's in the cooler fridge. I knew the difference, but I would look at those bottles and I want to say this, even though, you know, whatever, I didn't know what good wine was back then. You know, I was a poor college student. Anyhow. I was like, what are you talking about, good wine?
They all taste bad.
They all taste bad to me. I like other stuff, Dr. Carnan, if you knew anything about me. But
water.
Yeah, I liked water. And anyhow, funny story. But so he'd leave like, you can have this, but not this. And as I got older, he trusted me more. He's like, you can have a small gathering, but if some person touches my Audi.
Oh,
you're going to be dead. I actually got an Audi because of him.
Oh, wow.
Because he talked to me about it, I guess 2 years ago, and because he was talking to me about the cars and you should get this and make sure you look at this. And so lots of influence from him. Lots of really, really funny stories with him. Loved working in the office. So anyhow, it's been tough for me. But I'm glad that I got the time that I got with him. And I'm especially thankful that I got to share the stage with him. I actually share the stage with him twice. I don't know if you know this.
No, when was the first time?
The first time was after Bruce died. He said, whatever you need, I'll always be there. Because that's the type of human Rob was. And so we had this piece commissioned for Bruce that Ryan George did to All Those Who Enter. And I thought, we needed a better stage to play it on than just the Bowie Auditorium.
Yeah.
And that year during symphonic camp in January, winter camp that we had, I asked him to come in and would he be the clinician? And of course he agreed. So I got to spend some time with him. But he says, hey, how about we have our concert at Bates Recital Hall, where you played all your time. So he did most of the concert as we had in our winter normal stuff. And then I shared the stage with him and I did the premiere of...
To All Those Who Entered?
Yeah, and he did Festive Overture, Aurora Awakes, and maybe something else. And anyhow, that was the first time I shared with it, like at the beginning of my career. And then being able to share the Midwest stage with him, I can still remember watching him conduct and coming off stage and giving me a hug and saying, I'm so incredibly proud of you. And he never missed an opportunity to tell me he loved me. And I think that's just the type of human he was, is that you always knew that he cared about you. He was always invested in you, always knew what was going on. And he would be your biggest champion. You know, you'd put something on Facebook and he would definitely, definitely respond, so anyhow, great loss for the band world. but thankful for the time that I got with him. So anyhow, on to happier things, shall we? What are we doing today? Come here, P. Come here.
I think we might be fangirling this episode.
It is true. We are fangirling.
So Wednesday, we had planned a dinner with our friends at Flower Mound, Jenna and Brent.
Originally,
before Wednesday morning. So we ended up going to dinner with them Wednesday afternoon here in Coppell. And that, given everything that's been happening the last week and a half or so, that was probably the best part of my week, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Spending time with those guys. Yeah. Absolutely. The amount of camaraderie I wish everyone had, but not everyone does. I'm so glad that we have that with them. To lift you up and... I mean, they made me laugh, boy.
Yes. And I'm usually the one to kind of put my foot in my mouth on a microphone here, so I'll say it. The camaraderie aspect, as a Houston kid growing up, I never saw that with the adults. People never came to our rehearsals. Granted, it could have been the school I was at, but just from listening to the things that my band director said too, the collaboration thing back then didn't really exist. Now, I haven't been in Houston since 2015, so I don't know what that community is like. But moving to Austin, that was a different experience for me because everyone supported each other all the time. When you went to contests, everyone was friendly, checking in every once in a while. Hey, let me come to your rehearsal. Hey, how do you guys approach this thing? And, you know, we saw each other all the time, so everyone was super friendly to each other. And then relocating up here to pumpkin.
Sorry, I'm cleaning her ear out. I just looked at it.
She's having the time of her life. And coming up to Dallas, you know, as the new guy up here, finding the community was a little bit difficult because partly of the sheer size of the Metroplex. There's a bunch of schools, a bunch of people that I don't know. And everybody, it seemed like everybody kind of kept to themselves, and obviously,
and then I forced friendship
a little bit. Yeah. Which
I did, you know it. Yeah. I forced you to be friends with me.
Yeah. And it's,
I'm a good time.
It's, I don't know if saying that about yourself makes it true, but sure.
I'm a good friend.
No, you are. So finding community was a little tricky to get started. But you know, the more that we spent time with other people out here and talking at contests and UIL and things like that, the friendlier people got. But I wish people built more community, a bigger sense of community with each other, because at the end of the day, I feel like we're just all in the same boat trying to do the same things, even though we're competitive and people out there are like, we have to win. Sure.
I saw this thing on Instagram today that it says, I want to win, but I also want you to win too.
Mm, yeah.
It's kind of that. That's how I think we are with, you know, because I remember sitting in honor band looking at Brent and I was like, I hope you should win. I hope you win. Yeah. You know, so.
So Wednesday, kind of at the end of dinner, and we talked about a bunch of stuff, but at the end of dinner, we decided that we would podcast this week and be FLOMO fangirls. So I think that's what we're going to call
this
episode.
And they're very uncomfortable about this.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care because they're, because we said, like, we were telling them what we liked about what they did. And obviously they're like, yeah. And I was like, you don't get to decide what I like.
But this thing, and this wasn't good.
Brent looks at me like,
what are you saying right now? Yeah, and it's the old adage, like, you don't really see how good it is when you're in the weeds, but, you know, people outside of the organization, there are always people that will, you know, be supporting words. You'll have people outside of your little circle, as your little fangirls, case in point, us with Flower Mound. So we spent towards the end of this week just rewatching some old things and texting those guys.
Part of the reason that I want to talk about them is because we did talk about last week about some bands that kind of forecasted the future. Yes. And we were talking about implementation of of props and just what it looked like. But I think that we need to talk a little bit about what Flower Mound started doing around the 2015-26 era was, you know, changing your tops and taking risk artistically on the stage, you know, and the implementation of choreography. Because so what we did was we started telling them what shows we liked, and they started telling us no. And I was like,
you don't get to decide.
You don't
again.
Get to decide again what I like. Nor we had to make it very clear to them that it was our podcast.
Yeah. Don't tell us what to do.
Exactly. So I want to talk about them when they first started, like, the huge breakthrough, because we talked about this at dinner about how I was sitting on the front when they won
in San Antonio 15
yeah, something like that. Oh, because it was raining and, you know, there was not a ton going on.
Oh, that was the whole water thing, like torrential.
Yes, I had
downpour.
A water show and then it poured. It's poured. My fault.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah,
and it ended up like being a draw of who can get into the show.
I don't want to relive that, because that was a miserable. There was tornadoes.
Yep.
Tornadoes down I-35. I remember Vandegrift was in a hotel, like a hotel
a
lobby. They had to exit off of 35 and like go. So anyhow, 2015 was a crazy year in particular, and so. That was kind of the start, and that 2015 was the show with the eggs.
Yes.
And then they just turned those eggs, and that was kind of, for me,
surrealism.
Yeah. Right. That was a fun show for me to watch, to sit there and go, okay, this is where we're going next. Because it wasn't just about marching band, and it wasn't just about shapes. It was about getting your mind to think about something differently. And not to say that other people haven't done that before, but I think in Texas, I'm going to be really Texas right now, in Texas marching band, that was not originally
a thing.
A thing, right. Yeah. It was very like, you got to march well, you got to play well, you know. But I think they had their own, was it niche? Is that how you say it? Niche?
Yeah.
And how they were going to not apologize for testing the artistic boundary, not the perfection boundary, if that makes sense. So 2015 with the eggs in the box, I was just like, what? You know, standing up. Thank you, P. Standing up for it. And then we watched 2016. So we spent a day yesterday, because obviously I came back to work, but I did not do well at work. Mm-hmm. So it was, let's just watch videos. And so
research.
Excuse me. Yes, we did research. For any administrator that is listening to this right now, we did flex time.
Yes. Backpedal, backpedal,
backpedal. Backpedal. Yeah. Right.
The fact that you know the buttons. I have no idea. Sorry. Keep going.
So we did that. So 2016 was, what was 2016? It's, Leonardo.
Leonardo's dream?
Yeah. I was just fascinated. First of all, the introduction of the styrofoam props in 2015 when they had those clouds built.
And the ear.
Huh?
The ear.
Yes. Things are starting to be made out of foam, because most everything was made out of wood or metal or something like that. But now we had these foam things moving around. So I thought that was clever. Which show was your favorite, 2015?
So, 2015. So my experience with Flower Mound is, as a college kid coming from a, quote, small school outside of Houston, marching band and, like, band in general was not a huge factor of my life, even though it was, like, my major. So 2014 Flower Mound was the first time I really got to see them. And, you know, I had looked them up years previously, and I saw 2014 and I was like, oh, this is about to be really good. And they were good in 14. They went to Grand Nats that year, I think, for the first time.
Yeah.
And so I saw you could feel their trajectory about to, like, they start to take off.
Yeah.
And then 2015 happened I was teaching middle school at the time, so I watched the live broadcast of San Antonio, and I mean, that was my reaction. I did. Yeah. Like, what am I watching right now? And then at the end, when that banner comes over and it says, this is not a marching band, I'm like, but it is.
It wasn't for the last 8 minutes.
No, I feel like that show just changed the way I perceived what marching band is and I feel like was about to be.
Right. And then I became a fan of them very quickly.
Immediately. I'm like, the eggs and the box and the little clouds and the girl in the costume and what is happening?
Yeah. My favorite show is 2017.
Is that Fractured Moments?
Yes, Fractured Moments.
The fact that I know these titles. Yeah.
He's a nerd. But yes, Fractured Moments was my favorite because it was the most creative costume change. I was like, there's no way they're going to change the colors. Oh my God, how are they doing it?
And then the headpieces?
Yes. And
the shakos?
Yeah.
Genius.
Yes. It's just one of those like...
I'm watching it right now on mute.
Yeah, we do have these going, by the way. Looking at just how they used a prop, they used the moving prop really well.
And it was functional. Like it hit all those, the tops and the shakos.
And it was still minimalistic, if that makes sense, even though there was a lot of it. It still felt minimalistic as they did it. And I just thought, you know, as they, and I will say this, I went back and watched a couple of other bands throughout the years about the introduction of choreography. Because right now we're living in a choreography box right now of we have a lot of it to do. And, you know, thinking about the evolution of it, I started watching how baby choreography, let's call it baby choreography, started around the 2015 year time where they started implementing.
It was mostly lower body. Feet.
And it was mainly just lunges, forced arch.
And plies.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Three different concepts. But then you start to see Flower Mound in particular start to press, I will say Flower Mound in the Woodlands.
We did watch
Woodlands. How they kind of started pressing, they did the Burns on Waterfront. Pressing the
choreographical boundary. Ooh.
If that's not an SAT sentence, I don't know what is.
Is that a word? Anyway, going on.
Yes.
Boundary of choreography.
Sure. And so just watching them as it starts to evolve, it's really fun to watch the evolution of choreography through band eyes, if that makes sense. Because, you know, you watch it in dance, like you can see all these, you know, how it changes. But watching it happen on stage to where I do believe that Flower Mound was, I will say this confidently, for me personally, it was the turning point of creating band not as a marching band but as an artistic expression outside, visually and musically. So I think a lot of people do it great musically, you know. When I think about who was putting the stage on the field, I think of Lassiter in 2000. You know, I think of all of these, Kennesaw Mountain from the East Coast. I think of Marcus. I think of Duncanville, you know, with Tom Shine just playing Mashville, and even Capella Scott. You know, I think that in itself, that was what the main focus was, because that's what we pride ourselves in. But the turning point of making it a marching art form, I do believe that they have been on the edge of it and they have been leading the way for years.
Something that I thought about is we're talking.
So props, Brent and Jana. You know, we love you.
we're talking like we've gone through 2014 to about 2018 Flower Mound, and we saw the progression there, especially with the choreography stuff. So I wonder, I'm saying this out loud because I haven't done the research, but I wonder what those years look like for DCI too.
Yeah, we should have done that, but that's okay.
But watching, I have 2017 FLOMO pulled up right now, and first of all, white pants and white shoes,
and they're clean.
Every band director will see that on a
nightmare
group and say they are brave.
Very.
Yes. In Flower Mound's case, brave, and they're
the
great at it,
aren't they?
I remember seeing the 2017 show, and first of all, every saxophonist's dream was probably that tenor sax solo on when he's sitting on the prop plate.
He was so famous.
I heard the amount of times I heard that in our band hall. And I remember as a director saying, how do they get those pants so fitted around their their calves?
It's like, because, those don't look like bibbers.
They're not. And like, I remember walking over to a kid and I was like, hey, my name's so-and-so. I'm a director at so-and-so. Can I see your pant leg for a second?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because I wanted to figure it out. Our pants were a little baggy that year. But the other thought I was having is everybody seems to talk about the formula. Like, marching band is boiled down into a formula. What are you doing? How are you doing it? What is the execution like? And things like that. So watching 2017 Flower Mound, it takes me back to 2008 Marcus.
Yeah.
That Gods and Goddesses show that we talked about last time, mm-hmm. with the whole idea of the coloration aspect, each movement being a different color. And I kind of see that formula here, but the trajectory of the integration of choreo and movement and just using those props logistically, it's come such a far way, or a long way, in what, 9 years?
Yeah.
9 years. That's all it took.
Are you distracted by her giving me
a little bit? Yeah. She's just living her best life right now.
2018 was Pop.
Yes, the polka dots. Yep.
Loved it.
That was also fun. Is that the one where they had the drawing happening too?
In the middle of the field.
I think so.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But just watching them go from, in the last 3 years, 14 to 17. Fangirl through and through. And now all the stuff that they're doing is so friggin' creative.
Yeah, the Sue Show.
The Dr. Sue Show. Yes, I was just about to talk about that.
And that...
Shakos and the little orange fluff ball plume thing.
The minute that I knew that Jan and I were going to be BFs was the San Antonio lot in 21 when we had that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their stage
because
it was like all the way across the front, right? And they're lining up because they follow us and we're in line. And I hear her say, okay.
Oh, this story. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're going to go out a different way tonight. And I walked over I said, hey, you don't know me well enough yet. I'm just going to tell you that UIL is making us put the stage back.
And we're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry about this. Put the stage back where we had it. So we will all be exiting a different. And then she says, okay, good to know. And she turns around. Hey, band.
We're actually doing this.
Scratch that. You're just going to do exactly what you did the last time. You know, just trying to get it in. And I was like, you know what? We think alike. This is going to be a beautiful friendship. She didn't know she was going to be my BF eventually.
Until you forced it to happen.
Exactly.
And it's funny how you two became friends first and then roped Brent and I along into it. And it's funny how alike him and I are and how alike you two are in most things.
Yes.
But sometimes we flip. But
we do. Okay. So what we have done with them, and I think this, we should encourage this for everyone. You know, like in the NFL and the NBA, they switch jerseys.
Oh yeah, we're doing this.
We are switching jerseys at BOA Dallas, I think, with FLOMO.
Yes.
We got their sizes, they got ours, so we will be supporting, and that comes back to like the camaraderie and just we're all in this for kids and for kids to succeed. So why not champion other programs that are really doing such wonderful things right now? You know, they're getting ready to go to Macy's and
I told them I'd chaperone.
I did too, but they told me I would not be a good chaperone.
I don't think you would either.
Why?
Because sometimes you make the comment, you know, I don't do that. Go handle this. And I go, yes, ma'am, I got it.
But you know, I don't do that. I don't handle things sometimes.
Case in point. Listen, we've worked together for this is year four.
It feels like year 14.
Because we were friends before coming
yes.
here together. It's important to understand each other's strengths and weaknesses. Let's just sell it as that.
That's true. So, but anyhow, if you're a band and we're going to see you and you want a jersey swap,
We have extras.
We have extras. We got lots of everything.
I'll wear three t-shirts.
That's true.
One contest.
No, the 2018 show, I'm sorry, I'm coming back because it's playing. It's when they did all the different pops of color, not the artistry show. It didn't build artwork. It just turned into color. Sorry. And I know Jenna will correct me if I get it wrong.
Oh, with the giant skirts.
Yes.
The guard member. Yeah, skirts.
Those are pretty good. So anyhow, that was that's our little tribute show today is to FLOMO, A, for the wonderful work they've done. This is actually the 10th anniversary of them winning San Antonio, if you think about it. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 3, 24. That's 10.
I remember sitting in some show. Oh, we came up to Dallas in 17. Yeah, 7. I can't remember when I was at Bowie. And there was this one band parent during announcements. They would say general effect or they would announce a caption. And they would go general effect Flower Mound High School Marching Band. And it get real quiet, and this dad will go, "Way to go, FLOMO!"
Like a Bowie dad?
No. I'm assuming one of their parents.
Oh, that's super cute.
It'd be funny if it was a Bowie dad.
You know what? Let's do that at the next competition.
I'm in.
If it gets really quiet, we'll go, "Way to go, FLOMO!"
Yeah.
And we'll hold our shirt out.
We should get them some chocolate gold medals. Why not? Buy one for everyone.
Exactly. So anyhow, the Lucas Oil thing just came out because they're moving it. Anyhow, is that it?
It can be. This whole episode just turned into a FLOMO episode. So
it did. We love you guys.
Yeah.
If there's a band that you would like us to watch over time that you think is has really been let's just say it, a dynasty.
Yeah,
starting to build a dynasty over there. Let us know. P has fallen asleep basically on my desk.
Me too.
She's not having me right now, but anyhow, love your people.
Yes,
tell your mentors you appreciate them. Make the best of your moments, and it's at the end of the day, it's just band. It's about the relationships and not about the rewards.
Yep.
So, all right, have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.